Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. And apparently I need to learn how and when to take a break. Today is Saturday, December 20th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat. What kind of break?
Oh, I wasn't breathing in the right spot, and I threw myself off and called attention to it, which you know, made you curious, and now you called attention to it, and I'm still talking about it, because, hey, that's what I do, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fine.
If you would like to interact with the live show, we are on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod. Oh, we had fun last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We watched Guardians. Again, Guardians of the Galaxy. with a group of friends that we've been talking to for a while. And especially one of them, I was curious to see how he would react to it. And he did end up liking it. And it was cool to watch him. Because we did.
It was really great actually seeing Patrick's reactions. You okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It was really great seeing Patrick's reactions in the moment because, well, we weren't exactly 100% sure how he was going to take this movie, but both of us were really hoping that he was going to enjoy it. And it was just nice to see every time, you know, he smiled. It like genuine smiles and everything. Wow. Okay. Genuine smiles and everything. No, he was having a blast. It was obvious. It was really great to see our friend having a good time. So.
Yes, it was.
Alrighty then. Well. Oh. Apparently, someone forgot to. Oh my gosh. Everything got screwed up. Take it, kitty.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing over there, but that's all right.
Stuff fell on stuff.
Okay. I hate when stuff falls on stuff. But wait, are you saying I didn't send out a tweet or something? Because
no,
I did.
Just
I sent
see
things
what
out.
I'm doing. How does that have anything to do with the tweet?
I have no idea. But it's fun to watch you jumping around doing things. I don't know what's going
on. Stuff fell on things and it moved cables and the walrus hit the mixing board and I had to check everything. I've gone full of walrus.
The walrus. No, I heard a noise. I didn't know what was going on. You're tossing walruses all over your desk. Why are you doing that?
Kitty.
No, it's time for you to speak.
No, it's time for me to hit a button that apparently never made it onto the soundboard. What the hell was I doing all day?
I don't know. Working?
Wait a minute. That's not right.
What, that you weren't working?
Oh my God, everything's all screwed up.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Right. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. It's all good.
Yeah, but I have one job on this show, and it's to run the board, and apparently I didn't put the right jingles on that board. Now I gotta wait for this other... Stop letting
Fail.
Me talk about tech!
Fail.
Just talk about the tournament of segments while the stupid thing loads, and we'll play the little theme afterwards.
All right, so we do play the tournament of segments, and we have a theme for it eventually. And...
You're taking too long.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
So, Katie?
Yeah?
How's Battleforged?
Well, we've got a list of movie-related segments that we go through each week. And we try to pick at random a specific segment and have a movie related to it.
I gave you shit about this in episode 49, which we both listened to earlier today. And I started, I was very tempted, you know.
Sorry, what?
I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I'm being Siebes again. I've gone full Siebes.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did you go full Siebes?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue and tell you that we go through our list of movie
segments. There's no energy! Come on!
I was trying to figure out where you're going.
Stein, yes, you're Ben Steining it.
Bueller.
That's funny.
Bueller.
Was potentially looking at that first segment.
What, Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Okay, Fry. Okay, let's see. Well, we've got everyone can play along if you want, and it's can I finish?
No.
Okay. So it's on the website. We do have a specific link for the segments. So and you have a spinner. You spin the little spinny thing, and it picks a random segment. We have to have a movie for it, and once we're done, whoever has the most picks for that wins. Bragging rights, mostly. We don't win anything. There's no new cars or anything involved. Maybe a Hot Wheel every once in a while. I'll go find a movie-related Hot Wheel. I did see a Batmobile the other day. What I'm looking for, though, is Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am. That would be nice. Not even listening to me.
I am listening.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. Shut the fuck up, Siebes. That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
I like that one. Now speak the fuck up, Siebes.
Exactly. Thank you. I suppose I should just spin.
Yeah, spin.
Dude, seriously.
What did you do? What are you doing? You're freaking out over nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's what I do. See?
What?
Weird shit's happening. Damn it.
I know. I heard a noise.
I know.
It distracted me. I'm a cat, you know? Cardboard tubes and all kinds of things distract me.
Oh, my God. Not again. Really?
Technical stuff is fun.
No, Tuber's asking if this thing's on. And we landed on Humi. Do you have anything for Humi?
No, not really. I was thinking about mentioning an old Doctor Who episode, Genesis of the Daleks, and you've never seen that one. I think now that I'm out here, I'll probably get that so you can watch it.
Okay, yeah, it's on.
It's an old Tom Baker episode, The Fourth Doctor, and it goes back to the beginning of the Daleks on the planet Skaro. So I guess that's the only thing that I had for Doctor Who.
So you're not going to mention the Christmas special coming up in a couple of days?
Oh, that's right. I don't know about Christmas thing.
You know, airs at 9 p.m. Christmas night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're going up to the North Pole. The Doctor and Clara are being reunited. And...
Okay. And,
You've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. I'm trying to... Nick Frost, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot his name. That should be fun. I want to watch it just for that. See him as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Nick! Awesome!
Yeah, and we're actually going to get to see Clara come back, and it definitely... Yeah. It looks like it's almost assuredly after the point where we saw, well, spoilers, the demise of Mr. Pink.
Oh.
No word on Mr. Brown, Mr. White. Mr. Orange.
Mr. Blonde.
Mr. Blue. Or Mr. Blonde. Yeah.
So there's going to be a diamond heist involved in this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to be watching BBC America at 9 p.m. Christmas night to find out.
Reservoir Who?
Okay, seriously, where's the sound?
I don't know. So, well, I guess you definitely had the Who Me.
Whoopsie. Have one. The music's still playing. It's a good thing we had no sound on this. I'm losing it tonight.
Yes, you are. You are on your game tonight, Siebes.
I was on my game up until about 5 minutes before we intended on starting the show.
I'm supposed to be with the one.
I don't want to tell you what actually threw me off.
Okay. Why? Is it going to make me weird out?
A little.
Okay.
It was when you pointed out that I wasn't wearing the bracelet. The one that I wear every single time I do a show.
Yeah.
But I only wear it so that my hand doesn't hit the desk and make noise.
Oh.
But since I'm not sitting when we're doing Getting Geeky, it doesn't really matter. And then, yeah, not being able to find the bunny slippers.
Yeah.
You know, because we had the carpets cleaned yesterday after the rain disaster.
Yeah.
So we had to get everything off the ground, and I found a clever place for the Monty Python Killer Rabbit bunny slippers, and proceeded to lost them. Completely threw me off. We've landed on Pod People.
No, I don't have anything for Pod People this week.
All right, I'll save mine because mine's kind of weak. So I will save it. No, okay. I'm going to save it for another time.
All right, you may then.
Come on. Yay, there we go. I finally got something. Well, no, I didn't really get it right. Oh, you can stop there. Oh, it just went past old friend and stopped on guilty pleasure.
Ooh, okay then. Wait, whose turn is it? Mine or yours?
Well, I'm lacking in a guilty pleasure this week.
Okay, well then it's mine. The Postman. For some reason, The Postman came up in my mind this week. And people don't really like that one too much. They call it Waterworld on Earth, on Dirt.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I didn't like Waterworld so much, just because I'm not a big fan of Hopper in that role. He just seems weird, and when he gets his eye messed up, he's got the rolly eye thing going on, so it kind of creeps me out. And, you know, it's Waterworld. Cats, water.
Yeah.
Don't mix. But on Earth, on land, The Postman, that was pretty cool. I liked it. I mean, it did kind of go on for a while.
Cool.
I just kind of like The Postman.
All right.
Not enough to buy it yet, but yeah. If it's on, I'll watch it.
Oh, come on. Go back to anything. Oh, that will do. That will do. Ooh. We've landed on Knight's Choice Siebes. Now, I wonder what I'm going to have to go with. If my notes would actually respond.
respond. Work. So what would you...
I'm going to go with acting out.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. Because I got to go with Lee Pace.
Oh, okay. I see. I don't want to.
Oh, you think you know why, but you may not necessarily know. Yeah, you know why. No one has any clue what we're talking about. See? I do it too. See? Yet. Yeah. Well,
so you will explain it now.
I will explain it because... No, actually, it's my anything goes. I chose Lee Pace, and the first thing I ever saw Lee Pace in was Soldier's Girl, and his performance just completely and totally floored me. I cry in certain scenes every single time that I see it, and then the very next thing I saw him in was The Good Shepherd, and it was a very, very different role. But he killed it in that one. He was actually really, really... I found him unsettling.
I've got to go back and watch that. I own that movie. Yeah. I went to see it in the theater. I don't remember him that much.
Oh, he was the FBI... the guy who became like the FBI director. I think that's... Yeah.
Okay.
He was like confident to the level that it was almost creepy.
Ooh. Right.
I just... Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And you know, then seeing him in movies like Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day and When in Rome. You know, now, I have to admit, on both of those, what originally attracted me to those movies was not Lee Pace. It was, in the case of Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, Frances McDormand and Amy Adams.
Oh, okay.
I've always enjoyed Amy Adams, and in When in Rome, Kristen Bell. Yeah. Oh, I'm not wearing my Veronica Mars t-shirt. Whoopsie.
But I do see her. So.
Yeah, exactly. Veronica Mars right there. But then more recently, he's been in, you know, a few blockbusters. You know, you might know him from The Hobbit trilogy or Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, he's doing pretty well. He's got a really great range, and he's done some good TV too. The first TV series I saw him in, well, wasn't his first TV series, but it was Halt and Catch Fire for me earlier this year.
Yeah, I didn't finish that one.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Well,
a lot.
I liked it, but I just never got to finish it.
There was a lot of things that I would call BS on in
of
it,
course.
But hey, it was a fun show.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Pushing Daisies, which I was aware of, but never watched until, well, I just started watching it this week.
Yeah, I noticed that, huh? I woke up and walked in, and you were watching it.
Someone gave it to me as a present, and I've wanted to watch it for a long time. And I absolutely love this series, but it's related to another segment. So if we get there, I will bring it up again. That is my acting out. Lee Pace.
Excellent. He's good.
How about you?
I just picked Ben Stiller. For some reason, he came up in conversation this week.
Yeah.
And how, you know, I don't really like a lot of his movies. Not because I don't like him. I don't know. I've never really been one of the big fans of his. But, you know, there's a few movies of his that I like. And like, Mystery Men was pretty good. And I did watch one of the Meet the Fockers movies. And I don't think I ever really watched the rest of them.
Did you watch the first one or?
Yeah.
Okay, Meet the Parents.
Yeah, the Parents. That's what it is. It was all right. What was that? There was another movie, and I already forgot what it was because there's a mic in front of me, and I forget things. Oh,
that's why I try and write them down.
Yeah, I got some things written down.
That's also why I didn't do my Pod People because I didn't write it down, and I can't. Couldn't remember what I wanted to say about it, so I knew I wasn't going to be able to do the justice for the segment, so I didn't just take the point.
Okay. Zoolander's one I keep hearing about, and I've never seen it. It doesn't have a lot of references in it and things that people bring up.
Oh yeah, there's
the pop culture thing.
Plenty of there's plenty of references made to it.
Now, I do have that movie. I got it whenever it's like a part of a 4-disc movie set because we had to watch.
You should watch it just so that you'll understand things like the world's tiniest cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to do that then. That's who I picked was Ben Stiller. Don't hate him, but not a big fan.
All right. Sounds good. And it looks like we are going to be landing on Pop My Culture Cherry. And, well, I went first last time. It's your turn, Kitty.
Okay. Well, I read something this week. What?
Crap.
Yes?
Oh, I didn't write mine down.
Oh.
I had a good one.
I follow comicbook.com on Twitter, and they usually come up with some really good articles, and this week I saw one. It was about Blade Runner, and Ridley Scott was asked whether or not Decker was a replicant, because I guess it's been brought up before. People speculate about it.
Yeah.
And, if no one really wants to know the answer, just don't listen for a minute. But he did answer for sure that Deckard was a replicant. That's what he says in a quote. He is definitely a replicant. So I thought that was pretty cool. It makes me want to go back and watch it again. And I've seen it at least a dozen times. First six I didn't really get, but.
Have you ever read The Android's Dream of Electric Sheep?
No. I started to, but I ran out of
time. I don't think that Ridley Scott gets to answer that question.
That made me think of that, too, because it's not his book. Maybe this story
I guess in the cinematic universe, he does get to answer that question.
I guess for this story, but I don't know about the whole book. I mean, that's why I'm going to have to go read the book. But, you know, book's always better than a movie anyway.
I've got it actually right here. So you can read it anytime.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I never questioned it. It was never one of those things that I thought about. You know, I've heard people ask about it, you know, and talk about it like online and things, but I never thought about it too much, but just to hear him say it, you know, to confirm it, that's kind of neat. And since the new movie is going to be made, Harrison Ford did mention that, you know, he is looking forward to it. I think he has read a script and he's like, all for it.
But let's hope when they go to film this one, someone doesn't jinx it by saying, break a leg.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep him away from doors and we'll be fine.
Alrighty. Oh, keep going. Anything goes. Ooh. I've got to go with Pushing Daisies. Thank you so much for getting me that. That is just such a wonderful, wonderful story about Ned the Pie Maker and his wonderful gift for being able to bring people back to the dead. And did I just call it a wonderful gift? It kind of curses him.
Why?
He's tortured.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about the gift because I gave it to you.
No.
Okay, fine.
No, it's a wonderful gift, but I'm talking about Ned's gift.
Oh.
His ability to bring people back, but the consequences that it has and the toll it's taken on his life.
Bitch, I'm in the vicinity.
Yeah, Troy McBride's great in that. And Kristen Chenoweth? Yeah.
Yeah, McBride, he's really good in that. I mean, he's got his moments, and he's always funny in it. Even when he's trying to be serious, he's funny. He kills it.
And does Kristen Chenoweth seriously know how to not be adorable? Does that make any sense?
Which one is she?
Olive.
Oh, okay, Olive.
Come on, Kristen Chenoweth. You don't know her by name?
No.
Tiny little adorable.
I know who Olive is, but I never paid attention to her name.
Oh, well, yeah, but she's been in so many different things. And of course I'm blanking. She was with Idina Menzel.
I don't even know who that is.
Come, Frozen, the lady who sings in Frozen. Oh my God, I'm having a full freaking meltdown right now. She was Elsa in Frozen, the voice of Elsa.
Oh.
And she was also in Rent, but in Wicked. Oh my gosh, she was.
What the?
She was the Wicked Witch of the West. In Wicked, and then Kristen Chenoweth was.
I never got to see that play. Is it a movie?
It's based on The Wizard of Oz.
Well, I know that it's about the witches, but
right.
I knew there was a play. I didn't know. Did they make a movie out of it?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I thought I missed something. Well,
I missed everything. They were in the Broadway cast.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll take your word for it.
Kristen Chenoweth. She's adorable. Absolutely love Pushing Daisies. It's
real. It's just.
Yeah. When Ned brings back Chuck, the story of a couple that can never touch each other, because if he touches her, you know, since he brought her back to life, if he touches her, she will die again forever, and he'll never be able to see her again. But they're a couple. It's interesting, and I love the style how it's shot and set up. It Barry Sonnenfeld has a very interesting style in this one. In fact, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the style that Tim Burton used in Big Fish.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just got that.
Except I watched this.
Whoa. Okay.
I tried to watch Big Fish. I really did.
Well, all right. Well, Pushing Daisies. I'm really, really enjoying this. I'm just about to start season two, so thank you very much. Two thumbs way up.
Excellent.
What do you have for Anything Goes?
I don't have anything this week for that one.
Oh, well, fine. Then you can update the spreadsheet while I spin. I
already did.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, and we just jumped past Tuned In to... Oh, no, we just passed Knight's Choice Kitty and went into Foreigners. What? Nothing for Foreigners?
I have nothing for Foreigners. I don't really have a lot for Foreigners lately. I don't know. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of foreign movies, or I can't think of a favorite movie that is, that would be, that would qualify for the foreigners category. So,
well, to be honest, I was kind of actually thinking of one that would definitely count as a foreigner for our flick pick for this week. And I was thinking of Dr. No, just because of the news about Christoph Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
You know, playing the villain in the next Bond movie.
He is? Because I thought at some point they said he said he wasn't going to be the villain. But that could be something that...
See, that's what I thought, too. I keep hearing conflicting things. But one way or another, that story got me thinking about Bond. Bond movies, specifically.
Bond? James Bond?
Yes.
Okay. Come on, somebody had to say it.
Okay,
everyone
fine.
Out there was thinking about it, all the two people.
Oh, you just like stirring things up, don't you?
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to say shaken, not stirred.
Oh,
you fail.
Yeah, I failed.
But yeah, I was thinking about Dr. No as a potential flick pick, and then I really just started thinking, you know, actually, why not go for a James Bond movie in The Foreigners? And I think you had mentioned you either haven't seen it or hadn't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, Dr. No. Dr. No, I have not.
Okay. So, yeah, we definitely need to watch that. It was the first Bond movie.
Yeah. I mean, so. I do like the Bond movies. I did like Brosnan. I grew up watching Roger Moore. I've seen a couple of Connerys, you know, Bond. I never saw... Was it Timothy Dalton?
Timothy Dalton.
And was it George Lazenby?
Lazenby.
Lazenby?
Yep.
Okay. He only did one, though, right?
Only did one.
The or not.
What?
In I can't remember the name of the one he did.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Yeah. I knew it was something royal sounding like that.
Wait, On Her Majesty's... Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's, you know... I've just never seen him. And I don't like Timothy Dalton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never liked him. Even when he was a Time Lord. One of the Time Lords in the Doctor Who. No, I just don't like the dude. And so, like in Hot Fuzz, if you know what happens in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What about in The Rocketeer?
Okay, I guess he was all right in that, just because he was a... You know, he wasn't a jerk.
An evil bastard?
Yeah, an evil bastard. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to try to be nice about it, but yeah, he was an evil bastard. Duck him.
Duck him indeed.
I got a tweet from Johnny. He said, best meltdown ever.
I don't even remember it anymore.
I don't know. I just thought that was cool.
Awesome.
Thanks,
and we've landed on Tuned In Kitty. Did you fill something in for Tuned In?
I did.
What did you get?
Something I was watching today. I guess it's kind of a movie. It's a short. And you've got it. It's The Snowman from 1982. Do you remember that one? It's
Nope. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it yet?
I've never seen it.
Oh, well, it's just a short. It was
one of my exes gave that to me, and I don't think I even ever opened it.
I sent it to you, too.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it earlier. I did send it to you.
That's okay.
Yeah, anyways. It was written by Raymond Briggs. It's totally animated. It's about this kid who...
Buffy Jean gave that to me. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
He wakes up to, you know, the biggest snow day, I guess, ever, and he builds a snowman, and at night when he goes to sleep, you know, the snowman wakes up and comes alive, and he goes into the house, the kid sees him, and the kids just start showing him around the house all these different things, you know, home life. You know, and it's his friend. And the snowman returns the favor by flying the kid off to meet Santa Claus. But there's, you know, there's no words in it. The only words are in lyrics, and the middle of this short is the song Walking in the Air, which is a pretty good song. But I usually try to watch that once a year. I just like it. It's like 30 minutes long. And it's,
cool. I'll have to check that out.
I got distracted because you were talking about? Well, I don't know what was going on.
Oh, no, no, no. I actually figured out what happened. I am remembering things correctly, but that was also one of the DVDs that was grabbed when we broke up. So it all makes sense again.
Okay. All right. Well,
I had to go with Prep and Landing. Have you ever seen that one?
Isn't it like CDI about elves?
Yes, it's all about Wayne and Lanny and Wayne.
You were about to say Garth.
No. Wayne is a Prep and Landing elf, and you know he's on the Prep and Landing team. And what they do is they set up, you know, an area for Santa and the reindeer to land the sleigh, and they go in, make sure that there's no creatures stirring, that the milk and the cookies are all safe for consumption, that the tree's all set up properly, that the fire's out so that Santa can come down the chimney. You know, like they just get everything prepped and they set up the landing area, right? And so Wayne is up for, you know, he's thinking that he's going to get a promotion and everything, and he gets passed by. So he's all down in the dumps, and he kind of blows. Yeah, he's really disgruntled, and he just kind of blows the job.
I shouldn't have interrupted you at that point.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so he's training Lanny, right? And he's disgruntled. He doesn't care. And so he just does a really poor job, and there's suddenly a snowstorm, and it looks like Timmy is going to have to get, you know, skipped because of Wayne's actions, and Lanny is all super optimistic and looking, you know, just excited to be working with Wayne, the legend, you know. And, oh, gosh, McGee and, what's McGee's little helper? Oh, crap, I'm blanking! No, I hate when this happens, but
I do remember commercials about this. It sounded like, it looked like they were like tactical ninjas, elves for Santa or something.
Yeah. Okay. They are. And it's McGee and Tiny. Yeah. I said her little helper, if only I had a thesaurus in front of me so I could look up little and find Tiny.
I do. There's Drax over there.
Nothing goes over his head. His reflexes are too fast. Yeah. He would catch them. Prep and Landing's fun. Especially with the talk of hot chocolate and figgy pudding. Speaking of which, where's my hot chocolate?
Wrong show.
Yeah, I know.
I'll have to watch that then. It sounds interesting. And you know how I feel about Christmas. I said, and you know how I feel about Christmas. So.
Well, we will definitely be watching Prep and Landing. We will be watching it Wednesday night.
Okay.
This is one of the traditions that I have brought about because I love Prep and Landing. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like it.
When I first watched it, I just decided this is a new Christmas tradition for me.
Okay.
And believe it or not, this actually, I put this one under Tuned In, not under holiday movie.
All right, so. That makes sense. Well, the snowman was kind of holidayish because it had, you know, it was in wintertime.
Yeah. Hey, we both won Christmas. That's weird.
Well, it is almost time for...
Yeah, we've got it on the brain.
Humbug.
We've landed on Old Friend. And my old friend is Cloak and Dagger.
Really?
Yeah.
Dabney Coleman and Elliot?
And Elliot. Henry Thomas.
Yeah, I knew he had a real name.
Yeah. Yeah. Davey, you know, Davey Osborne.
Oh, okay.
That was his name.
Did he have a dog named Goliath?
I don't remember.
Don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah, that's a what?
There's probably some one person out there that understood that. Okay, continue.
Oh, well, I mean, you ask a question like that, that's like, did he have a dog? What if it was named Goliath? That would be interesting. Okay. Well, maybe that was in there. I haven't seen this in a long time. You know, there's a reason why it's called an old friend.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I had, you know, in fact, I don't think I've seen this since I was a kid.
But, wow, really?
Yeah. But I remember it. I specifically remember Dabney Coleman playing both Jack Flash and Davey's father. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, his father's always at work, and and because, you know, his dad's in the military. He's a colonel, if I remember right. And his imaginary friend, Jack Flack, you know, modeled after his dad, and ultimately as the, well, he's given this video game, and it's just passed to him. Tries to play it and everything, something wrong with it. Turns out that there's super secret, you know, plans on it, and just an entire spy thriller kind of movie takes place. But he's a kid. He's like 10, you know, 10, 11, maybe 12.
Yeah, this
tops.
Was fresh after E.T., wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This was 1984.
And so about the game, wasn't it for, because I'm trying to remember back then, I do think they came out with a game, an Atari game for that.
It totally sucked. I don't know. I didn't have an Atari.
But I think it was the cartridge he was given was like for an Atari 5200 or something.
Yeah, like that.
That's all I remember of this movie.
Wait, 5200 or 2600?
They had a 2600, but there was a 5200.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'll have to watch the movie again for the technical details. It's been a long time. Yeah.
Dabney Coleman was kind of big back then.
Yeah.
It's weird that you said military, because the one I was thinking about, too, was back then.
Oh, yeah?
War Games.
Oh, nice.
Talk about some old technology in movies. And I guess I could go with Old Friend on that one. I think that's in the time frame.
I'll give you a pass on it, even if it's not. I think that might be... No, that should be within it.
Yeah, it's 83.
83? So, perfect.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was right the year before your Cloak and Dagger, and Dabney Coleman was in that too. He was churning out movies left and right back then. And I think he was actually doing a show on TV too. Some kind of detective or something. Or a newspaper writer. I can't remember.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is. But War Games, I guess it's my old friend. And like I said, old technology. Seeing Matthew Broderick hack into the... hacking in to get new video games and kind of gets into the like the defense, army defense system or something, and starts a nuclear war. And he's playing against the Burger King hamburger or something. Yeah. The Whopper. That's what they called it, the Whopper. But seeing his setup, his computer and everything with the old...
The acoustic decoupler?
Yeah, the
acoustic decoupler.
His modem isn't that box thing that you set the receiver on, and then it's got the floppy drive with the floppy that's like, what, 10 inches by 10 inches? Mm-hmm. It's a huge
it's old disc. It's some old tech.
I know. I mean, I thought 3x5s were big when I started playing with computers, but seeing that, it was like an LP.
3.5? Like you thought those were big?
Well, no, I just thought they were cool.
Okay.
I didn't really get to play, I think, what, the fives or something?
5.25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were kind of, but seeing those gigantic ones, that was pretty awesome.
Back in the days when floppies were actually floppy.
And it probably had like, what, 5 kilobytes of...
No, it was more than that, but let's see.
You put like a word on it and save it.
The 3.5 were... 1.44 megabytes. I believe the 5.25 were 768K, I think. I guess, or was it 512? Gosh, I really don't remember. I haven't thought of data storage that small in a very, very long time.
Well, I was thinking earlier in the week about my first computer, which was a Gateway Astro. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those, but it's just the monitor and everything is built into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had 4 gigabytes. And now I've got an iPod Nano that's 8 gigabytes. Yeah. And my phone has got way more than my second laptop had. I mean, what do I got? The 128, the iPhone. And it's I think the second laptop I had was, I don't know. Maybe that much, but I don't think of it. I think maybe that was the third computer I got, but I'm just, wow, that's a lot of storage in 14 years.
Yeah.
I mean, after after a couple of years, I got a 6 gigabyte external drive that was way more than that first computer. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, right now we are officially tied, so we can call it a draw, and neither of us takes the bragging rights, or we can spin again. What would you like to do, that fracking cat?
Let's go for one more. What the heck?
Alrighty.
If we tie this time, we tie.
All right. Well, but wouldn't it be anticlimactic if neither of us had it?
Then we should be tied.
But fortunately, that's not going to be the case because we landed on holiday movie.
Oops.
What? Do you not have a holiday movie?
I do have one.
Oh, so do I.
Okay.
One. A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
I have to pick that one. That's a family tradition. You know, I mentioned that we will be watching Prep and Landing on Christmas Eve,
yeah.
Christmas Day.
Damn, I wish I had to work that night.
Christmas Day, we will undoubtedly at some point watch A Christmas Story with my family. It's something that we do every year.
Do y'all have like TBS because they run it like for a whole day?
Oh my God, they have commercials. The DVD doesn't.
Really? I thought they ran it commercial free or something. Oh. I don't know. I've seen it once or twice.
I don't care. The DVD, you know, throw that in, watch it. You know, we're not going to be limited to a network time frame or have to, you know, save it on the DVR so that we can watch it at a later time in the day at our pleisure. No, we will put the DVD in when we want so that we can see.
Work.
Oh, shut up. So that we can see Ralphie shoot his eye out.
See neighbor dogs eat a turkey.
Yeah, and kids screaming at Santa. What better Christmas movie is there? Just ask Scott Farkas. What do you have for a holiday movie?
Christmas Vacation.
Didn't you pick that like... Yeah, you did. You already picked that. You picked that in episode 49.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you're disqualified.
Oh,
I brag.
I was trying to think of a Christmas movie, and that was the only one I could really think of.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe that's why, because I picked it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you win.
I suppose I do, but that... oh, my gosh.
Siebes wins.
No, the other stupid soundboard crashed again. I'm not having very good luck tonight.
It's all good.
I will not be working next Saturday, so I should be a little bit more prepared to do the show. I promise we are getting very, very close to releasing all the software and these Saturday work days, you know. We will go back to normal operating hours soon.
Hey, we almost started on time this week, so.
Well, yeah, but I'm feeling very, very unprepared and all of the stuff that delayed us a few minutes before the show. Yeah.
That's because you couldn't find the bunny slipper.
I'm making excuses when I should just be doing that.
Flick pick.
All right. Well, actually, I hit that flick pick just a moment too soon. We have had a couple of tweets come in. you got those pulled up, right, Katie?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What do we got?
Well, I mentioned one from Johnny. He said best meltdown ever.
But Diana just sent us one. I saw that come through.
Yeah. She picked a holiday movie, Madea's Christmas.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that one before we did the flick pick. What?
Nothing. I was trying to think of that movie. I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
I've seen it. I think I've seen a couple of Madea movies.
I don't think I've seen a...
Don't judge me.
what? Maybe that needed to be your guilty pleasure.
Hallelujah. However she says it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You never do. I never do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so our flick pick was Team America World Police. We decided to go with the current events movie because, you know what? I had absolutely no interest in seeing The Interview. Did you?
No.
None whatsoever.
Maybe if it hit the video when it came out, but no, I didn't really have an interest in it.
Yeah, neither did I. And so the threat of cyber terrorism and terrorist attacks at the theaters, I think it had the exact opposite effect that everyone or what people were intending, because it's almost like we've been challenged and it's going to be an act of defiance. We want to see this movie now. You brought it to our attention.
Well, you can't watch it. Well, I want to see it now.
Exactly.
Right. But as soon as the movie will be over with, you'll be like, what the hell did I watch that piece of shit?
I think ultimately, you know, once everything shakes out, however Sony decides to end up releasing this movie, I think it's going to make more money.
Yeah.
You know, now just because it's been brought to the forefront of everyone's mind.
I think in like 6 months, it'll just like quietly come out on video.
Yeah. And because VHS. we can't watch the interview, everyone's been talking about Team America World Police because, you know, Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, was in it. He was the mastermind behind the terrorist attack that would be 9/11 times 1,000.
Times 2,000.
Oh, 2,300. Yeah. Let's
see. I don't know what was going on.
It was 9/11 times... Oh, well, they thought it was going to be 9/11 times 1,000, but it was actually 9/11 times 2,356.
Oh, 56,
or was it 65? Oh, crap. Now we need to watch it again.
No, we don't. You have a little dyslexic moment there, and just deal with it. We don't have to watch it again.
You don't like marionettes? You know, with puppet master marionettes?
That
was kind of weird.
That creeped me out.
You really didn't like the mime in that opening sequence.
No one likes mimes. And marionettes freak me out anyway, just to see one as a mime.
Yeah, and blowing up all of these, you know, landmarks and everything and world wonders. And
trying to save the day by destroying everything.
The attitude was so 2004. I mean, after watching that, it's just, okay, this is a really, really bad movie. But there were some funny parts. There were some things that they took too far. Okay, love the fact that they had the puppet vomiting pudding. But that scene just went on and on and on. It was like, okay, that's funny. Oh, all right, they're going again. It's really clever that they're using pudding. Oh wow. Okay, they're going a little excessive. Wow.
I can't believe clever we were eating at the time.
We were eating at the time. And then it just got to the point, you know, after it was like, "Oh wow. All right, they're really going to push it. All right, this is cool. Okay, this is going on a bit long. Oh my god, this is still going. How far are they going to take this? What the hell?" You know, it was like they tried to do the Barf-a-Rama scene from Stand By Me.
Oh, okay.
But with puppets. Not effective in my mind. I think it was a bit too far. They kept going and going and going, and it did ultimately get boring. But yeah.
Four minutes of vomiting is about all I can stand. I can just imagine what a director's cut is. It's like 17 minutes or something.
Oh, but how about that Film Actors Guild? That was just all of the actors speaking out against Team America. You know, Alec Baldwin, Tim Robbins, Janine Garofalo, and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
And the movie, it's super graphic, but you know what? Okay. I had never seen this before. I don't think you did either.
No, I'd heard about it. It only took 10 years for me to watch it.
Yeah, same here.
Those were good 10 years.
But frankly, I never cared about it before.
I didn't either. I see why you wanted to watch it. It did make sense. You know,
often do we get to make a flick pick based on current events?
That's true.
And it's just, you know, just because some, you know, other people are bringing it up in connection to well, it turns out to be a fairly serious story. You know, when I first heard about the Sony hacks, I was just kind of like, okay, people's information was exposed. All right. You know, I don't really think this is news, you know. Yeah, so Tom Cruise needs to, you know, change all of his credit cards and stuff like that. He's got people to do that, you know.
Yeah, rich people problems.
Yeah, it's basically, it's not even rich people problems. I mean, these things happen to people every day. You know, people's identities, you know, and
well, yeah, I'm just talking about the Sony thing.
Oh, right, but at least Tom Cruise has people to take care of it for him. It's not like, you know, it's someone working four jobs, you know, just to get by and having their identity stolen. And you know, Tom Cruise has been very, very successful, and he has a manager, and I'm sure plenty, you know, at least one accountant working for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, I don't mean to minimize it, but he has people to take care of it for him. I highly doubt that he's going to spend the time on the phone with a credit monitoring agency. He's getting everything, you know, set up. So I frankly never cared about the Sony story.
No,
I really didn't. And then this whole threat about attacks at American movie theaters.
And it's not like they haven't happened before already. So I don't know.
Exactly. And who could blame?
And that was from someone that was here.
Yep.
It was a homegrown thing.
But how, yeah, seriously, how often do we, I think this is the first time that we've picked a movie based on a social issue.
Yeah, and it had marionettes doing things that I don't want to see again.
it was by Matt Stone and Trey Parker, you know, the guys behind South Park.
Yeah, they can go a little
they did
a
lot of the voices in this.
I think they were, except for the females in the, in the movie, they did pretty much all the voices, right? Maybe a couple extras, but yeah, you could definitely tell that they didn't change the voices up too much that they did.
Yep. Oh, kitty.
But there's a couple of minutes in that movie that I could do without saying ever again.
Oh, which ones?
The puppets doing things and stuff.
Oh, yes. The very, very graphic. Well, hey, it's a love scene.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, I think he definitely had wood. You okay over there?
Very good.
Okay. All right. That scene was just... There was something wrong about that scene. It's,
no shit.
Okay, first of all, the abs on the marionette. What the hell? And then they were naked marionettes. It was weird. That was a really, really weird scene. Are you having flashbacks over there?
No, I'm trying to delete everything that I've just seen in that movie. So,
what about Michael Moore?
Okay, that was funny.
Double fisting the hot dogs with the the mustard stains all over his t-shirt and mouth and everything.
You had to put it that way just after the scenes you were talking about previously.
I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
I think so, too. And, you know, it's Nights with a K.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, yeah, a bunch of other podcast directories.
Usually try to start at 10. We got close this week, 5 minutes after.
Yeah, I had to actually. No, it's not the bunnies. It was my fault. I wasn't ready.
It's all good. And we've got the live stream.
Well, I was ready, but you pointed out that I wasn't wearing the wristband. That, yeah, sorry.
We usually can't do the show without it.
No.
The show that we have on live on midnightmovienights.com.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
No, I didn't.
It's because it was audio, not visual.
On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, we have an email address over at contact@midnightmovienights.com.
Thank you, Mr. Brad Raven, for the graphics on our website, and at Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and DC Cantel for the segment intros, which is pretty cool. And we've got new followers.
We do?
Yeah.
Who are our new followers? And well, I promise I won't, you know, like let you start and then be like, wait, you're reading them out of order and I'm having an OCD moment and I need you to go back and read them in the order that they actually followed us, you know, and while stomping on you talking about Annalise from Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stomp on you while you were saying that. I just had a massive OCD moment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you read the first one because you were excited about that one just because of who it was.
Oh, come on. You know I can't see my laptop when I'm staying here. Let me...
It's a...
Which one? Oh, yes. The Amish Baby Machine. At Amish Bee Machine on Twitter. I absolutely love that name. And we also got... Katie?
We got a new one.
Yeah.
The IAIB Podcasters. At
the International Association of Internet Broadcasters.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And they're at IAIB Network.
Yep.
On the Twitter.
We got someone else, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Just, yeah.
Well, I don't know how to... It's not a name. It's at MV_UGHN.
You don't know who that is?
I think I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
I'm not going to say.
Why not?
I don't know.
Seriously.
Is it someone we know? So I know for sure?
I'm not going to tell you that because now you're being all weird and I want you to say it.
Is it Marianne?
Yeah, it's Marianne.
Okay. I'm just making sure. That was just kind of a different name. But, you know, I've got a different name. I got several different names these days, so.
Cool.
That's our followers for this week.
Yeah.
And, well, thank you for listening.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah?
How about we go watch a movie?
Okay, talk hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight.
What's up?
We got one more show left for the year.
Isn't that we weird? Might have more than one.
Really?
Who knows? Maybe.
Okay.
But Johnny says, good show, guys. Can't wait to hear the stinger.
And then we're going to have to bring it for the stinger.
Is it going to be a stinger or is it going to be a stinker?
Probably a stinker.
Yeah, let's just leave it as a stinker.
Okay.
Just kidding, Johnny.
Sucker.
Yeah, but there were things that we left out of that one. You know, we didn't do the tomato meter or anything like that, but that's okay.
Oh, oops.
It did pretty well, though. It was 77% from critics and 80% from the audience. So
I'm surprised.
Not bad.
There's something wrong with people out there. I mean, some of the movies we've talked about are really low on the scale on both of them. And then critics and audiences like this one. Something wrong with you people.
And Johnny says, you got me good. LOL. I think we should end it on a high note.
Okay.
What do you think?
Woohoo.
All right. Yeah, let's seriously go watch another movie. I'm thinking Serendipity.
Ooh, all right. Let's go.
All right. Whoopsie.